freak out about this. What was taken was equipment that we specifically bought to go to the next Jamboree in January. And it's quite specialised camping equipment and quite expensive equipment. And I don't know at this point how we're possibly going to replace that equipment.
Okay, so what sort of stuff are we talking about here? We're not talking about ropes and stuff, are we?
No, we're not talking about ropes and poles. We're talking about LED lights. You know, in the past, we've used all sorts of lights, but now for safety reasons, we need to use LED lights. We have lost the eating shelter. Now, when you're trying to camp 30-odd kids in the hot sun, you need a good eating shelter, so that's gone. The barbecue's gone that we need to cook with, the pots and pans. And these are quite specialised things because we're cooking for 30 or 40 kids in quite trying conditions and with not a lot of time. So we do need this equipment, you know, the sharp knives and all that background stuff that most of us don't take any notice of until you haven't got it.
That's so true, isn't it? Now, the Jamboree, it's in January. I believe it's in South Australia. How many Ballarat kids are going and how many Wendaree kids?
I think we've got about 8 or 9 Wendaree kids going. We've got 3 groups of trials from Ballarat going, so there would be 90 or 100 kids from Ballarat going.
Okay, so this is serious equipment. Now, the building it was stored in Wendaree, just near the shopping centre there, how hard would it have been to break in? This is pretty much a very targeted attack, isn't it?
It's a very targeted attack. That building has no external windows and it's double brick. So someone with some considerable force has broken some very good external doors, which were very new and built especially to be solid external doors. Not like house doors. It's just taken some effort. Someone hasn't slipped in through an open window here.
Now, Scouts, great organisation. You do a lot of charity and community work.
We do.
How have the kids and parents reacted to this huge theft?
Oh, kids be gutted because they've worked so hard to get to Jamboree and it's very expensive for them. There's a lot of effort in preparing themselves to go and financially to go, and now they're up for thousands of dollars to replace equipment that they budgeted for over the last 4 or 5 years. It's gutting for them.
For people who've never experienced Scouts or had much to do with it, how does it help kids? How does it help them?
Look, it's massive for kids. We know from research that kids who go through Scouts have less mental illness as adults. We know that kids who go through Scouts tend to be the leaders of the community. Shane Jacobson's one of those. He's the Chief Scout of Victoria. He's also a Queen Scout. Dick Smith's another. You can just go on and on with Queen Scouts. They're just amazing people as adults. And that's what we do. We take little kids and create them into the leaders of the future.
This
only organisation worldwide to do this. 50 million Scouts across the world. It's just a massive organisation, and I've just picked up a Queen Scout equivalent from America.
Really? Okay.
He's keen to get back into scouting, so we're really looking forward to his contribution to our district.
Oh, that's fantastic. We really should be encouraging this, I think. It does a lot for kids, and it teaches them very practical sort of skills as well. Now, if someone has a suitable tent, lights, or they just want to help out with some cash,
yep,
how can they get in touch with you?
They can get in touch with me via the Scouts Victoria website, and my Scout email address is dc.ballarat@scoutsvictoria.com.au.
And
just go on the Vic Scouts website and that'll soon open it up to me as well.
Okay, and how urgently do you need to replace this equipment?
This equipment will be packed up in November to go across to Adelaide, so early November. So we've got 4 or 5 weeks to replace it in very short time.